producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
What is it about, and this is, I mean, it's a cliche and it's a joke, that people run out and buy milk and eggs and toilet paper. But they do, right? I know they do, because I'll guarantee you tomorrow and even tonight, the grocery store will be packed with people and the parking lots will be packed with people getting provisions ready to go. So why do people buy milk, bread, and toilet paper when it snows? These are things, and this is across the country. If you have a big snow, it's not even snowstorms. It's also other types of storms. So you hear a hurricane coming, oh, better get some milk and toilet paper and bread. Where did that come from?
There's radio talk show's Mike Pintek coming across in the way that most of us who do any kind of radio come across. Most of us seem to react with fear whenever a big snowstorm is in the forecast. Why is that? We're focused on Winter Storm Jonas. Happens to be number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. And yes, we're ending the week of January 22nd with our usual review of the hot hits in talk radio, the big topics, if you will, the top 10. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. Lots of great things to read and hear and see because they're the people who know what's going on in this business. The radio industry, the talk radio industry, the news talk radio industry, to sort of refine it down. That's where we are, and that's what we're going to be doing for the next hour as we determine what the big items are, counting down from number 10 to number 1, and the winter storm, which is hitting the East Coast this weekend, is in at number 10.
Number 9.
The passing of Glenn Frey of the Eagles. Talk host Jeff Kinback here with David Sparrow, Joe Walsh's manager. They discuss how Walsh worked with Glenn to reunite the Eagles back in the 1990s.
Didn't you have Glenn in Cleveland? You were trying to put basically trying to get him and Joe Walsh and Don Henley and those guys back together. And if I'm not mistaken, you were the one that really were able. And we got a little problem in the Middle East we want you to solve after this. But you were able to put them together. And what was that like?
Well, you know, it started with I was managing Joe, and out of nowhere, I get a phone call from Glenn Frey, who I hadn't talked to since the Eagles had broken up, actually, at that point. And he was coming through Cleveland. He was playing at the Cleveland Agora. And there was a restaurant I used to take the Eagles to here in Cleveland, a place called Harvey's Ribs, and they all loved it. And he says, "Hey, what was that restaurant? I want to take my band there, you know." And I'm like, well, wait a minute, hello? What's up, you know? Anyhow, that night we started talking, and he was asking what I was doing, and I told him I was working with Joe, and he was like, well, you know what, hell with that guy, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do with him. And by the time we figured things out, you know, it was like everybody was getting bad information. And over the course of the next month and a half, I finally got him and Joe together physically. And they started playing together, and Glenn had a tour that wasn't doing real well. And I had told him, I thought, you know, maybe 1 + 1 = 3, you know,
that
if the two of them would do it. And, you know, we ended up doing about 45, 46 dates together. And towards the end of that, Henley came by a couple of times. And, you know, next thing we knew, everybody's talking. And we were in Aspen one night, and the three of them actually got together. And no managers, no friends, no anybody. Just the three of them stayed up all night. About 7:30 the next morning, I get a phone call. And it was Glenn, and he said, "There's a car waiting for you downstairs. Come over to my place." And I went over to his place, and I said, "Well, how'd things go last night?" And he hands me a legal pad and a paper, and he's walking around with a glass of wine, and he says, "Okay, here's how it's going to go down, you know." And I wrote this document that I called the Glenn Commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And it became, the cornerstone for the contract that put them back together.
number 8.
What a great story, huh, about the Eagles. Number 8 is not such a good story. If you live in Michigan, actually, this is a scandal that everybody in the country is talking about, what's going on in Flint with the water. Here's host Mark Reardon with Ronald Fonger. Fonger is a reporter in Flint. Fonger's in Flint. Fonger is in Flint. This reporter has written hundreds of stories about the water situation there since it first came to people's attention back in 2014.
The level of lead that was in the drinking water for everyone in Flint, Michigan, was how much higher than acceptable levels?
The way that they measured it, the US EPA says anything over 15 parts per billion is the threshold for what it's supposed to be at. Now, the tests that were being done by the city registered, their sampling registered below that, but there is a long story, but there were issues with how they were sampling. The testing that was done by Virginia Tech showed, hey, this water may be above, depending on where it was being tested, at above that threshold level. There was a lot of back and forth after that, whose tests were correct, and, you know, was this really a problem? And we had the city and the state Department of Environmental Quality kind of telling people just to relax, it's not a problem. That went on for some months, rather than anything having been done to warn people not to drink the water. And then a real turning point in this water situation in Flint came when a pediatrician from Hurley Medical Center here went back and studied the blood lead levels of children. This is data that had already been collected. It was sitting in a database before the switch to the Flint River and after. And what she determined, what those numbers determined, was that the number of children and infants in Flint with elevated blood lead levels had doubled after the switch to the Flint River. There was a little bit of an attempt to take issue with her findings by the state. That lasted a couple of days. And then what you're seeing now is kind of what has been gradually developing over the last several weeks. Finally, an acknowledgement from the state that we had a crisis here with our water, a declaration of emergency, request for federal disaster assistance.
What a complete disaster. What an outrage. Man, if I lived in Michigan, I'd be calling for the head of the governor. How about you? You can send email to me with comments about what we're doing here on the Countdown. It's Doug@DougStephan.com. In a moment, we get to the next item of interest. Number 7 will be in our focus in just a matter of moments, 14 past the hour on this week's Countdown show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Number 7.
All right, let's get at it. The 13 Hours film. And if you haven't seen it yet, you should. It's a good movie. Here's host Mike Slater talking to Scott McEwen, who's a co-author of American Sniper, about this movie that focuses on the attack in Benghazi. The movie's called 13 Hours.
Oh, let's talk about the Benghazi guys. So you know these heroes.
I did. I knew Ty, and I was at Ty's funeral in Coronado. And burial service, and got to know his dad and his brother, as well as met his wife a few times. But I knew Ty from before as well through some of my SEAL team buddies. Great man, and I can say I've been to a lot of funerals in you know, unfortunately, over the scope of this wars that we've been fighting for the last 15 years, and I have never seen as many Navy SEALs at one gathering, possibly with the exception of Chris Kyle's funeral in Texas, that was so graphic and so heartfelt as far as the loss of a real warrior in Ty Woods.
Why do you think?
You know, I just think the guy was a special operator. I just think that he was very close to a lot of guys in the community, and even when he retired and moved on to work for the agency, and, you know, when they were killed in Benghazi, that he was just highly respected, had been through a lot with a lot of different guys, and he was just generally liked for not only his abilities as a warrior, but also his you know, ability as a man and yeah. a father and all the things that made him a special guy.
I definitely want to talk more about him, but do you know the other guys who were there in Benghazi with him on that rooftop?
You know, I know the guys through radio interviews after things happened, some of the guys that were there, you know, including Tasha and some other guys, but I did not know personally Glenn Doherty, nor did I know the other SEAL operator that was there at the time, although since I have had some conversations.
What is it about? But you know enough about them, right? Like the general them, being around all these guys for so long. What is it about them? Can you, like, you're an author, you're a man of words. Can you put it into words? Because I can't.
But, you know, I think that attitude that you see in 13 Hours, and I highly recommend that people go see that for not only for purposes of, I think it's a very entertaining movie, but I think it's historically an important movie
yeah.
for this country, and I think it's something that people need to watch and open their eyes about the timelines, the available options, et cetera. So I just want to say that, you know, 13 Hours is a great flick, and just go see it and take your kids to go see it.
Yeah.
But that being said, you know, I think that the thing about these guys is the attitude that you saw with Ty and with Glenn and with the rest of the guys, you know, when they got towards the 10th and 11th and 12th hour of the battle in Benghazi is, you know, they just said, look, let's get more ammo. Let's lay it down. We're not going to give up. And they took on hundreds, if not thousands, of opposition, and they're never going to quit. They're just not going to quit. You're going to, you know, the only way they're going to quit is if you send them to the net, you know, to heaven. I mean, that's basically it, because these guys are not going to quit fighting. And that's exactly the attitude and the spirit that I find really kind of separates the Navy SEALs. You know, and I'm not certainly denigrating or any way putting down our Marines or our Army or anybody else, because they don't either. But the SEALs have really got a special breed of guys in there that know that the fight's not over until they're out of ammo and until they're out of weapons to go after the opposition.
See the film, says Doug Steffen. 21 after on the countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
All right, let's get at it here. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's radio host Pat Campbell with a conversation that many of us have had on the air this past week or the past couple of weeks. Well, how the heck did Sean Penn get that El Chapo interview, right? Penn appeared on 60 Minutes last weekend talking about the interview, and here's a focus that a lot of, as I say, talk people have had.
This, to me, was absolutely fascinating because I am a big fan of a student of body language, watching people talk, not only listening to what they say, but more importantly, what they're saying with their eyes, their body. This cat was as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof. That nervous. He was all over the place. And I also think, just my speculation, albeit educated speculation, he's on something. Not necessarily anything illegal. Probably something prescribed by a doctor. But this cat was, he was nervous. Here we go.
Not naive. And now you're blaming people for wanting to know more about it. It's inevitable.
No.
My problem with people is that they think they know more about it. Let's go to the big picture of what we all want. We all want this drug problem to stop. And if you are in the moral right or on the far left, just as many of your children are doing these drugs. Just as many of your brothers and sisters, your mothers and fathers, the teachers at school are doing these drugs. Just as many. And how much time have they spent in the last week since this article came out talking about that?
Stop there for a minute. He is trying, if you watched this last night, he is trying to set up some moral equivalency between what the drug lord has done, and he's responsible for killing at least 5,000 people, and us in our complacency, not speaking out. Somehow there's some moral equivalency in Sean Penn's twisted little mind that they're equal. They're equal in his world. We are, the blood is on our hands too. The blood is on our hands. Pick it up.
I think there's not much dialogue about...
My article failed. Let me be clear. My article has failed in that the question, in that everything that's spoken about is everything but what I was trying to speak about.
You regret
that I failed that.
But you're really saying what I really regret is not anything that I did. I regret that people misunderstood what I did.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's basically what I'm saying. Now, this is, by the way, you probably didn't know that Sean Penn is a journalist. I wasn't aware either. And I'm doing some checking here. I'm not sure if he got his journalism degree from Columbia or some other esteemed institution out there. And I'm not sure if it was just a bachelor's or, I would imagine, given the level of his writing, it's got to be at least a master's. I'm thinking, right? But he fancies himself as a journalist. And I'm sitting at home just killing myself laughing watching this because you know what? You are a journalist. And you exemplify everything that's wrong with modern day journalism in this country. Do you know that he actually presented the questions in advance to the drug lord?
That is kind of an interesting scenario, isn't it, under the circumstances? I don't give anybody who comes on my radio programs a list of the questions I'm going to ask them. If they say, I got to have a list of the questions, I tell them, sorry, no interview, because I don't know what I'm going to ask you until we have a conversation. Hello, duh. If you're having a real conversation with somebody, how do you, if you're at a cocktail party, do you tell them what you're going to ask them before you ask them? I don't think so. So there it is. That's number six, Sean Penn, here on the countdown to 28 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's review where we are at the halfway point in this week's countdown for the weekend of the 22nd of January. The items that have made the top of the list, the items that we are recapping. Let's see, Winter Storm Jonas, number 10. Death of Glenn Frey, number 9. The Flint water scandal, number 8. The movie 13 Hours, number 7. Sean Penn's interview with El Chapo, number 6.
Number 5.
At the number 5 spot here, the situation in the Middle East, the battle against Daesh. Here are our hosts, Jack Harris and Ted Webb, talking to former CIA operations officer Joshua Katz about a professor at Kent State University coming under investigation for some kind of a tie to Daesh.
What would make a guy who is a professor, apparently a rather, at least a sane guy, who is from Cuba, decide that he wants to not just be a part of the Muslim faith, but wants to be a part of ISIS?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting, historical point, because back in 2002, Jose Pinho converted to Islam and almost immediately started supporting radical Islam. He praised Palestinian suicide bombers, and even in 2011, during a Kent State discussion with a Israeli diplomat, shouted "Death to Israel." Has posted things saying that if you're an academic and you support Israel, you should be killed. This is a guy who is known, who has openly praised people like Osama bin Laden. He is not, for many years, 13 years, has really espoused radical Islam. And so now this investigation shouldn't be a surprise to those at Kent State. They knew his views, and they've seen him publicly state them.
Why did they do something about it? I mean, are they powerless to stop him from saying that?
Well, we're only powerless if we believe we're powerless, right? And I think that this goes to an incredible failure of leadership at the institution.
Boy,
we have an institution of higher learning funded by the state that is allowing at least one professor, right, to give them a podium to corrupt the minds of our young men and women, the future leaders of America.
Number four,
corrupting Americans. Ooh. People have been accusing me of doing that for years. Number four on the countdown this week, the Oscar boycott, or the suggestion of a possible boycott. Here's host Doug McIntyre with correspondent Jim Rope. They discuss the controversy over who's been nominated for what Oscar and the calls by some to boycott the entire affair.
Hollywood likes to view us at the industry, when I say Hollywood, obviously, likes to view itself as morally superior.
Right.
And the idea that they could themselves have systemic racism built into the system is unthinkable.
A second year in a row. I mean, it's interesting that it would happen that way. And Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who is the president of the Academy, happens to be African-American woman, said last year she was concerned about it. This year she says she's calling a mandate at this point to change, big changes, she says, to the voting academy, to those who do vote, which the LA Times report a few years ago showed that it's mostly male, mostly white, mostly old. And so she wants to make that change. And how she's going to do that, though, will be a task for sure.
Well, you know, the issue also goes way beyond. It goes beyond the Academy voters, and it goes to the decision-making at the studios of what movies will be made and what movies get distributed.
Yeah, that was Spike Lee's argument in his Instagram, I believe, posting. And, you know, and say what you will about Al Sharpton. He's always great for a quote. He said that Hollywood is like the Rocky Mountains. The higher you go, the whiter it gets. So there is this understanding of the Eurocentric white male control that Hollywood seems to have.
But some of this is so crazy. Like I heard, you know, people pontificating on this, saying that, you know, Hollywood likes to nominate movies that feature white men overcoming adversity. Well, okay, with the exception of the white man part. Movies, as a general rule, are about overcoming adversity. Otherwise, you have My Dinner with Andre. You've just got a couple of people sitting around chewing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's got to be a challenge that you overcome. That's the fundamental, if you boil it down, that's the fundamental plot of essentially every movie that's ever been made.
Well, even Reginald Hudlund, who is one of the producers of the show, he and David Hill, I believe, and he's African-American, he said, look, we asked him that question right after the nominations were announced. And he said, I'm disappointed, yeah. But when you have so many great performances in only so many slots, and you fill those slots, someone's going to get missed. And it's just the way, sometimes it's just the way it shakes out, is basically what he was saying. And while he would love to see more diversity in that, there's only a limited number of slots that can be given. And when you start making excuses to give somebody a nod who shouldn't deserve one over somebody else, that's when it gets worse than what it might be, what it might be right now.
Number three
this week on the countdown, the price you're paying for gasoline, the price of oil, the world financial markets. Here are Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking on their radio program to economist Elliot Pollack about whether we ought to be worried about the stock market, get out of the stock market, falling oil prices, that sort of thing.
Tell us that we're not headed for the edge of a cliff and that the economy is strong.
The economy hasn't been strong for years, but it's strong enough so we're not going into a recession. Let me give you the best quote I ever heard about the stock market. It was from economist named Paul Samuelson.
Okay.
He said that the stock market has predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions. Okay?
Okay.
And so, you know, it goes down all the time. Multiples are very high right now. They're 17 times forward-looking earnings. Normal is about 14, and so all this is a correction. I don't see this being anything that says the world is coming to an end.
There's a difference between the economy and Wall Street, and that's, I think, what people have to realize. Housing
yes.
isn't bad. The jobless rate isn't bad, so there are some good things out in the economy. You're not seeing on
yes.
you're not seeing in your neighborhood foreclosures, so we're okay right now.
Yeah, the recessions just don't occur willy-nilly. There have to be things wrong with the economy. And there's not enough wrong right now that suggests that a recession is right there. Okay. In fact, I don't think there's one in this year or next year. It doesn't mean we're going to grow any more rapidly. It means that we'll continue to kind of bump along like we've been bumping along for the last few years. But the stock market is reacting violently, and I just don't think it's justified, but it does this every once in a while. And so I'm not overly concerned. I think that prices were too high, and this is just a correction to that.
Elliot, the jobless claims, they reached a seven-month high. Okay, I said 7 months, okay, but that along with the stock market, that's making me nervous. People are losing jobs or at least claiming that they want unemployment. The stock market is down. A regular guy like me, doesn't that concern you?
Well, I'll tell you why it doesn't concern me. Jobless claims were at their lowest level ever since they started doing that series. And so it's coming off a very low level, and it's a weekly series, so it tends to be highly volatile. Is it worth watching? Yeah. Is it worth getting excited over? Not at this point.
All right. Relax. Easy. Is that a peaceful, easy feeling? If you're in the market, nothing's going to happen. All right. So let's see here. We have ourselves at number three. We'll take a moment or two for pausing. And then number two is next. Stand by. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Miranova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their hearts from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Miranova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Miranova EGT+, I encourage everyone to go to dusttherustoff.com to learn more.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Number 2.
14 before the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits and news talk radio for this past week, a weekly affair that we have here. Hopefully you join us every week for this extravaganza of information. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 2, we have the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Here's host Richard Zioli talking about the news this week that came out from the investigation of the private email. This is a fiasco. I mean, this can't be good for her campaign.
Hillary Clinton's emails on her unsecured homebrew server contain intelligence from the U.S. government's most secretive and highly classified programs, according to an unclassified letter from a top inspector general to senior lawmakers. Fox News exclusively obtained the text of the unclassified letter sent January 14th from Intelligence Community Inspector General Charles McCullough III. It laid out the findings of a recent comprehensive review by intelligence agencies that identified, quote, several dozen, end quote, additional classified emails, including specific intelligence known as Special Access Programs, SAP. That indicates a level of classification beyond even top secret, which is the label previously given to two emails found on her server, and brings even more scrutiny to the presidential candidate's handling of the government's closely held secrets. Quote from the IG's letter, the Inspector General's letter. To date, I'm sorry, this is actually from the IC, from the Intelligence Committee. To date, I have received two sworn declarations from one intelligence community element. These declarations cover several dozen emails containing classified information determined by the intelligence community element to be at the confidential, secret, and top secret slash SAP levels, said the IG letter to lawmakers with oversight of the intelligence community and the State Department. According to the declarant, these documents contain information derived from classified IC element sources. So if you're trying to understand what that means, because obviously I'm just reading this for the first time, and this is all just coming out as we speak, think about it from this perspective. At the very first Democratic debate that was ever held, that was, I think it was at 4 a.m. on, at 4 a.m. on Christmas Eve morning, Bernie Sanders made the famous line, which I think he forever regrets, which is, nobody cares about your damn emails. Remember that? Remember when Bernie made that comment? Well, I have a strong suspicion that Bernie is starting to care about Hillary Clinton's emails, because Bernie now has a shot of beating Mrs. Clinton in the race for the Democratic nomination for president. And while back at the time, it was about, oh, hey, you know, your emails, this is just simply, you know, vast right-wing conspiracy coming after you, and nobody cares about your damn emails. Well, now it turns out that if this is true, and I don't know why it wouldn't be true, so far every single thing regarding these highly classified emails has been true and accurate. If it's true that these special access program emails were found on her server, these are more sensitive than designated top secret. That means that there are major, major criminal laws that have been broken here.
All right, so now let's have a countdown extra here. The discussion about Amy Schumer and whether she's stealing jokes from other comedians. A lot of the jokes in these various videos contain offensive language. that's part of the story. Her whole routine is pretty offensive. But the focus on whether she did or she didn't has come down to her saying she's going to take a polygraph test to prove she doesn't steal jokes.
I'm being accused of stealing jokes, and I wanted to clear my name because I would never, ever do that, and I never have. And I'm literally going to take a polygraph test and put it on my show this season. And I promise whatever the results are, I won't let them cut. I will show that I had never, never seen, and none of these things had ever reached me. And I will literally take a polygraph. And I just would never do that. Like, that would be so stupid for me to do that.
All right. So do you believe her? And is it important? It's quite the trending item this week on social media. And lots of people in the entertainment world are talking about it. And it gets to core values, certainly. That's a good discussion. That's part of what we can have as a good discussion on this, on a good talk radio program. I hope you're finding this to be a good talk radio program. It's the countdown, number one, right around the corner here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yes, we're at number one. The apex, the pinnacle of conversation this week has been the United States presidential race. Here we go to our affiliate, KFAB, otherwise lovingly known as KFAB, in Omaha, Nebraska, where host Gary Sattelmeyer talked to legal analyst Bill Gallup about the issue of whether Ted Cruz is or isn't eligible to run for the presidency.
Ted Cruz, born in Canada to an American mother, and it turns out that was your situation, right?
Well, it's exactly the same. I was born in the same province he was, Alberta, and my mother, like his, was a Canadian, or rather an American citizen. When I came down to the States for high school at Benson, my father became naturalized, and he was told by the immigration people that his naturalization automatically conferred citizenship upon his kids because we were minors, and I always thought I was an American. I got drafted and served in the military, but when I got out of the service, I applied for a teaching certificate, and they wouldn't give me one because they said I was a Canadian. So I had to go down and get naturalized before I could get a teaching certificate. And there's some authorities that say that Cruz's mother and father both had become Canadian citizens prior to his birth. But it wouldn't make any difference. If you're born in Canada, you're a Canadian. And I looked up the Supreme Court on this matter, and the Supreme Court says two paths to citizenship. One, you have to either be born in the United States or a territory under United States jurisdiction or be naturalized. Now, Cruz has never produced a naturalization certificate, to my knowledge, and that means, as far as I can see, he's not an American citizen.
Okay, so you're saying the Supreme Court has, in fact, weighed in on this question.
Yes, they said there are two paths to citizenship. You're either born in the United States or are a territory governed by the United States or through naturalization. And the framers of the Constitution specifically wrote in that language a natural-born citizen because they didn't want the country to be governed by a foreigner. Now, some people, these eggheads from Harvard will probably tell you that the framers weren't Americans either because they were from Scotland and England and so forth. But the framers exempted themselves from that provision. They specifically provided that it didn't include them in the future. You had to be natural born, meaning born in the United States.
I'd say Mr. Cruz has a problem. What do you say? Here's Keith Larson saying that he finds Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump pretty interesting.
As I was hearing this morning when I was driving in about 5:15, I had one thought. One thought. As I was listening to this, you listen. And then we'll see Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be in Iowa. We're here just thawing out. Todd and I and a couple of our friends here from Alaska lending our support for the next president of our great United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Mr. Trump, you're right. Look back there in the press box. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun. Are you ready to make America great again? We all have a part in this. We all have a responsibility. Looking around at all of you, you hardworking Iowa families, you farm families, and teachers, and teamsters, and cops, and cooks. You rock and rollers and holy rollers. All of you who work so hard, you full-time moms, you with the hands that rock the cradle, you all make the world go round, and now our cause is won. When asked why I would jump into a primary, kind of stirring it up a little bit maybe, and choose one over some friends who are running, and I've endorsed a couple others in their races before they decided to run for president, I was told, warned left and right, you are going to get so clobbered in the press, you are just going to get beat up and chewed up and spit out, and, I'm thinking... And, yeah, you know what? You guys haven't tried to do that every day since that night in 08 when I was on stage nominated for VP. And I got to say, I'll go send me. You betcha.
Just for one second, I feel like I need to say something. In case you just tuned in, this is the actual Sarah Palin. This is not Saturday Night Live. This is not Tina Fey. This is not a skit. This is not South Park. This is not Family Guy Sarah Palin. This is the actual Sarah Palin. So I hear this as I'm driving in this morning, and I swear, for the first time, I was just actually happy John McCain lost.
All right. Well, there's been a lot of comments like that this week, for sure. Let's review the top 10 talk topics. You can, by the way, go to DougSteffen.com and tell us which one do you think most important to you, which one affects you more. Doesn't mean the list changes any. This is the list, but which one of those top 10 items do you think is most important to you? The presidential race, the email from Mrs. Clinton, the sinking oil prices, the Oscar boycott, the battle against Daesh, Sean Penn's interview, 13 hours, the Flint water scandal, Glenn Frey's death, or the winter storm, which will blow through many of the eastern states this weekend. Matter of fact, while you're listening to this, you could be having a hell of a snowstorm. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.